whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, it is time for our weekly visit with Chris Woodward, the skipper of the Texas Rangers. How you doing today, Woody?
I'm doing awesome. How you guys?
Hey, we're doing really, really well. Thanks so much for taking the time to jump on with us. Obviously, last night, not an ideal situation for you guys, but you were on the other end of that just the night before. So as you look back on another week of baseball, what really stands out to you about the play of your team in these last 7 days?
I'm proud of they're taking on the task at hand. You know, we got I challenge our guys for September. We got a really tough schedule, which I think is a phenomenal thing for us because it really gives us a chance to evaluate our guys against some pretty good competition and meaningful competition, meaning that those teams are going to play us hard because they're trying to get into the playoffs. They're trying to play their best baseball in September, and that's kind of the mentality I want our guys to have. If we're going to be in this situation and, you know, next year or the year after, we need to be in a position where we can play our best baseball in September and then obviously in October. So it's a good test for our guys. And we got a lot of young guys that, maybe are going into the big league thing the first year or the first couple years. And to have the kind of the mental grind to be able to play at your best when you're physically and mentally tired, I think is really important for our guys to understand and, you know, take the challenge head on. I think it's a good thing for us, and they've accepted that. And you know, we got a lot of young guys that are hungry, that are fighting. Yesterday, obviously, didn't turn out all that great, but even in loss or success, I think we got things that we're learning constantly daily about our guys, and we're teaching them. And I'm excited about the next 3 or 4 weeks.
There's these sort of overarching things with, hey, here's young guys. Hey, here's veterans. And you can say, well, we're looking for this for our veterans and we're looking for this from our young guys. But do you, for each individual player, have a different set of expectations or things that you're looking at over the course of the final month, knowing playoffs are out of the mix, we're thinking about next year? Does each individual player have their own set of circumstances that have to be evaluated over the course of 3 or 4 weeks here?
Absolutely. I think every guy is kind of in a different position. You know, every player is different, clearly, but everybody kind of has something different to prove to us, to their team, to the teammates. Absolutely. And I think that's where, you know, we got our pens and papers out pretty heavily, you know, looking at every guy and evaluating every guy and how they handle certain situations, how they handle themselves in the clubhouse. Everything's kind of, I wouldn't say under a microscope right now, but in a good way. I think it's a good thing for our guys to, you know, because we can address all these things as they come about and teach our guys, you know, teach them how to handle situations. And, you know, like I said, they're playing in Yankee Stadium with something to play for. And they're going to play in Oakland, you know, when playoff spots on the line for those guys. So there's going to be a lot of situations that are going to be very meaningful. And, you know, every guy is a little bit different.
One of the bright spots of the season has been Willie Calhoun, 16 home runs in just 61 games. That's a 40 home run pace over 162 games. Are you surprised that he's able to generate so much power, being kind of a little guy, really?
Not really. I've seen him. I knew he could always hit, and you know, I saw him with the Dodgers. I witnessed his batting practice and in his game swings. You know, he's got a powerful, you know, obviously powerful body, but I think the way he torques his body and, you know, the mechanics of his swing allow him to do a ton of damage. And the one thing I'm most proud of is, you know, he committed himself this offseason to changing that body, to getting a little bit, you know, leaner, getting a little stronger, obviously a little bit more flexible. And so it's only increased his ability to drive a baseball. And I think now what I'm witnessing on a daily basis is his commitment to understanding the information and how to improve himself, what pitches to look for and how to handle certain pitches. He's done a really good job of that. And I'm not surprised by the success because of his dedication to pretty much all aspects. My challenge to him is to keep doing that and, you know, not get content, you know, with the success he's had and to continue to push the needle forward. Because with success becomes, you know, the other teams notice that, and they're going to do everything they can to limit your success.
Chris Woodward. Oh, I'm sorry, Chris, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Oh no, but it's every, you know, once you start having success in this league, like I said, teams will notice and they will adjust their plan accordingly. And I think that's where his next test is going to come, is when they start to do that. Can he adjust back?
So this is I don't know how to ask this one properly. And with the idea that Michael Young just had his jersey retired, his number retired, and there was discussion on the show, you know, we have different guests and things, and some of the younger players were not aware of who Michael was. And so that's a real specific thing. But on a bigger question, how important is it to you for the younger players to sort of know the history of baseball or even the history of the club that they play for? Is that something that's important?
Yeah, I think so, especially for, you know, Michael Young, who was not too long ago. I mean,
right.
It's pretty recent in the history. If you don't know some of the guys that played in the 70s or 80s, I could understand that. But, you know, Michael's around. He's part of our organization right now. So I would hope that they would get to know him. And I've asked Michael to be, you know, around more, to be part of this thing. And he has been. And I think he's excited about, you know, maybe, you know, getting involved on a deeper level, especially, you know, he obviously, Elvis, you know, adores him. They played together, and some of the other guys that played with him, you know, obviously love him. But, you know, I think it's important for our younger guys to really get to know him and kind of pick his brain and just get to know kind of what he brought to the organization, man, from a leadership standpoint to, you know, just the way he prepared and the way he played. And he's like the ultimate professional, in my opinion. So, you know, our guys should get to know a lot of our history, but especially Michael.
So you're 140 games into your first season as a big league manager. How are you personally better today than you were at the beginning of the season? How have you improved with your experiences this year?
I mean, it's been an amazing learning experience just for me personally, you know, just getting to know how to operate, you know, around, you know, 40 to 50 players, you know, that have come up and down. And then the guys that have been here all year, you know, trying to maintain a level of consistency through good, through bad. I think that, you know, that's probably what I hold myself more accountable than anything, is, you know, keep preaching the message, keep, you know, applying the learning and really pushing these guys to be great. But, you know, I think that, you know, I've really enjoyed it. I thoroughly have enjoyed the, you know, just trying to change a culture, trying to, you know, create the championship mentality. And I know that we know we've had our successes and we've had our failures at times, but I think through all of it, you know, I'm really proud of our staff and our players for just continuing to grind and continuing to push forward. And, you know, hopefully we'll be better for it in the end. But personally, I think it's, you know, I'm always trying to learn. I'm always trying to grow. I'm always challenging our staff, our players to challenge me. And, you know, it's been a blast so far.
There was a news story this morning, Woody, that you guys are parting ways with the managers at the AA and AAA level. And so how involved are you in that direction or that aspect of the club? How much input do you have? And what are some of the things, if you are, that you would be looking for there?
Yeah, I mean, it is. And it, you know, I hate, you know, letting good people go. And those, obviously, you know, the guys down there did a heck of a job. We just wanted to go in a different direction. And it's unfortunate. I don't like people losing their jobs. But, you know, it is, you know, I think the biggest you know, advantage we can have in the league is the way we develop our players. And, you know, that's something that, you know, John Daniels and I and the organization talk constantly about. You know, those guys in AA and AAA, you know, supporting and, you know, pushing the message that we're pushing at the top. And so it's just a consistent message all the way down. And, you know, when you get guys coming up from AA, we called up, you know, a few guys from AA this year. And, you know, they should be pretty in tune with, you know, the philosophies and the beliefs that we have up top. You know, we talk about it all the time. So, you know, when we fill those positions, we're going to, you know, hopefully fill them with people that, you know, match our philosophy and understand it and want to learn and want to grow from it.
Well, man, we appreciate it. Thanks again for taking time to visit with us this week, and we'll look forward to doing the same again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, there he goes, the skipper of the Texas Rangers, Chris Woodward. Appreciate him jumping on the show.